Merle Burge just died. Most people have never heard her name, let alone understand what her death means. But I know. She organized the first international conference on breast cancer and the environment, and encouraged us to look at the link between our own health and the world around us. She was one of those extraordinary people who turned personal tragedy into a greater good. When Merle was diagnosed with breast cancer more than 8 years ago, she embarked on this incredible one-woman crusade to find out what had caused her disease. She not only wanted to beat her own cancer, but she wanted to prevent other women from getting it as well. So Merle started looking. She wanted to know if there was anything in her everyday life that caused her cancer or could prevent her from getting well. And she found that there was a link. She discovered that the average person today has at least 500 chemicals in their body, none of which were found before 1920. She also found that many of them are known carcinogens. We don't understand the cumulative effect of all these chemicals, but we do know that cancer rates are increasing dramatically. North America has the highest rates of breast cancer in the world. And within North America, the Great Lakes Basin has the highest breast cancer rate. But despite this growing body of evidence, the medical community isn't making the connection. They continue to look at hereditary links and lifestyle choices like smoking and diet. They're missing the connection to environmental pollution. Meanwhile, endocrine-disrupting chemicals accumulate in breast tissue until that one day when 1 in 8 of us will find a lump. The thought of it scares me to death. But what scares me even more is that we could be doing something to prevent this. We continue to pour billions of dollars every year into cancer research and treatment, while virtually nothing goes toward preventing the disease in the first place. If we are to remember Merle and thousands of other women like her, then we must shift our focus to environmental health and primary prevention. Merle would have wanted it that way.